Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll tell you what, Andrew Ivins keeps busy finding out who was there, who wasn't there, and certainly has to deal with not only commits, but decommits as well. He joins us this evening. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
What's up, Blue? Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And obviously this weekend, which was a buildup for the recruits and everybody to come and all that, maybe fell short a few because a lot of this distractions of spring games at Tallahassee and all over the place maybe brought kids in a different direction. Did they get a lot of the kids that they expected to get for the game?
I think coming into the game, I mean, Miami wasn't really billing this as a huge recruiting event, just kind of based on what you said right there in terms of Florida and Florida State both having their games. And then you also have the ACT on Saturday as well, and that kind of affects maybe not the local kids, but the kids coming from Orlando and Tampa.
Right.
I mean, that thing goes about to 12 or 1, and then you're asking them to drive over. So this wasn't really a huge headlining event for Miami. I mean, they did that junior day last month and that underclassman day the following week, and if you talk to people around the program, I mean, they basically got their whole board on campus. So, I mean, as much as Miami would have loved to get all these kids and these top targets on, you know, over to Hard Rock Stadium to watch them scrimmage, I don't really think it was that much of a priority. But with that being said, I still think it was a pretty impressive visitors list in terms of when you look at that 2020 class, and they got the 2019, you know, a few guys from there, Jeremiah Payton, the top 100 receiver from Jacksonville. They got him down, and Larry Hodges, the tight end from Tampa. They got those guys on campus, and then lots of underclassmen. So I don't think it was a complete wash of a weekend. It just, you know, as I put, maybe subpar recruiting weekend or quiet recruiting weekend.
Well, you know, you look at the entire spring, and I thought it was a unique spring in the fact that they had a lot of kids go down there with their coaches and watch practice. And I think it's such a unique perspective for them because you know that in another couple of days, next week at this time, the coaches will start filtering down here to watch them. So they get an opportunity to watch how the coaches coach, the ones that are going to come here to recruit them as well. I think that's a unique perspective as well. And they had a lot of kids, especially during their spring break here in Dade Broward County. Talk about that and how helpful that was.
I think you kind of hit it on the head. You know, I think Mark Richt likes to advertise what his assistant coaches do. To recruits, I mean, yes, they can see him at the spring game, and kids will be like, "Hey, I saw so and so coach." But it's a lot different at practice. You know, I remember a couple weeks ago, Tyreek Stevenson was basically in DB drills with Ephraim Banda, Miami's safeties coach. So I think that's part of it. I think the other thing is Miami's trying to sell this IPF and the new dorms and stuff like that, and by hosting a huge recruiting event, maybe 10 miles or whatever it is off campus, I think that takes a little bit away from it, as opposed to. You know, they can sell that vision when they get these kids on campus. They can see the academics. They can see the palm trees and everything like that. So that's why I don't think it was as big of a weekend as Miami had, you know, wanted it to be.
Yeah. No, I understand that as far. But, I mean, you always like to see the product. And I know the fans get a kick out of that as well. But there were. Like I said, Andy Garcia from Heritage. I had a chance to see him and talk to him. And there were quite a few other recruits. Coming into the summer with their camps now having to take place all in June. Now that's going to be kind of – and you know what? I think it's an advantage if you're pretty heavily slanted towards one team or another. You're not going to have that many opportunities to go to other camps. Has Miami set their – obviously they set their camp. Do they have a paradise? When is their paradise camp?
I have not heard a date for that Paradise Camp. I actually believe it's going to be there in July. I mean, I know you talked about how those guys can come in.
Yeah.
In June. There's a huge block there, but there still is that last week.
It's the last week in July, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's traditionally when Miami's had it. I mean, I know they're trying to keep that date under wraps, but I do agree. I think the big thing that Miami's done the past few years, ever since Rick's been there, is they've done that 7-on-7 tournament for 4 days where they invite all the local schools down. And or last year, Coconut Creek won one day, Booker T the other day, and Miami Jackson. So
Miami
really likes that because, you know, they don't work out the kids, but they you see these kids compete and evaluate and find out about kids way before anyone else does. And I remember last year, EJ Ivey, one of the early enrollees who's already in the team deep. I mean, they already had him committed, but they kind of knew right then and there that he's what they were getting in them. So I think that's what's really going to be big for Miami in June. It'll be interesting to see the changes, like you said, with that shortened calendar and that shortened span if more high schools do these camps or they're sending their guys up on college tours.
Yeah, and so for you, I mean, this is the last week of spring. Kind of weird that they would have their spring game and still have this week, but I understand there was a scheduling conflict. What do they do this week? What is it kind of just still maybe, what, 2 days of hitting? Or are they going to scrimmage one more time? Or
so they're going to scrimmage again here on Saturday. What's kind of nice for Miami is, you know, both Florida and Florida State are done, so Miami's going to try to get a few of their top targets down to campus for that final, you know, closed-door spring scrimmage. I know Kevin Harris, the top 247 defensive end out of Georgia, he's going to be on campus. He has Miami in his top three along with Alabama and LSU. And you got Michael Tarquin, the offensive lineman, up from Bellevue area.
Right.
He's coming down. He's fresh off the visit from Oklahoma. So Miami's going to get a chance to get some of these guys in. Well, there's not that opportunity to visit elsewhere. Obviously, Alabama and Georgia have their spring games this weekend, but they're going to be the only show in town. So I think it kind of works out a little bit in their favor, so they can get some more face time with some kids if they want. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pick up a commitment or two, to be honest.
Good stuff. Andrew, I appreciate it as usual, filling us in. We'll talk to you throughout the summer and in the spring as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.